From Polycast, the official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode 12.
And
okay, recording.
That was actually pretty cool because there was a slight echo when you were counting down. It sounded very NASA-like.
Yeah. Sound like natural-like?
He wants to know if we've listened to any past broadcasts before.
Yes, I have.
There's one.
I've listened to one.
There's two.
You guys must be the only ones.
I listened to one and fell asleep.
They're very entertaining is my take on it.
That's the point.
Entertaining we can do.
Yes.
Informative? No.
After looking at the list of the topics, this isn't going to be that informative.
I pick those topics, and you will respect them.
No, I won't.
You want to say no?
So what I'll do is, after I introduce everyone with this wonderful introduction, just say hi or whatever, and if you want to say what your quote-unquote real name is, that's fine, or not, or say something witty, we could use that.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to make it easier for people to hunt me down.
No, I know that. That's fine.
So what interesting topics do you have for us today, Dan?
We'll get to them. I got a few more people to introduce, including me.
Oh, okay.
Like we care.
Boot off. Bringing him back.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah. The noise.
So are you talking about his microphone or his comments?
Microphone, of course.
Oh, I thought you meant his comments. I'm like, that was way cruel.
I just find new ways to annoy people.
I'm not trying to stir anything up here. I'm just trying to keep it real.
Well, I mean, you are in advertising, so I guess that's your job.
Exactly.
I find new ways to annoy people, too. Like,
I was just going, no, don't bring that subject up. Don't. No.
Don't go there, Dan. This could be a long podcast.
That's all I'm going to say. I just like controversy. Yeah.
It's based on that band called Metallica that some people may have heard of.
Have you heard of the band Dan?
The band Dan?
Dan doesn't listen to music.
Yeah. I've never heard of the band Dan.
I don't have time for that.
I forgot he's Canadian.
Oh, come on now. That's cold.
No, it isn't.
Hey, come on. We have music.
Rush.
You know, like Celine Dion and... Sorry about
that. Did you just say Celine Dion and music in the same sentence?
Did you actually put those two phrases together? That's right. He's a Canadian.
What else do we have? Anne Murray?
Bachman Turner Murray. Overdrive. Wild Cherry, Guess Who?
Nickelback.
The Guess Who? Guess Who? Somebody's showing their age there.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. The Bachman Brothers. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm only 21. I don't know any of those bands.
I'm over 50. Shut up.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Get some.
So let's get back on topic here.
Which is, Civ 4. Civ 4 expansion, amen.
Beyond the Sword.
Oh yeah, we're a Civ site, right? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
I thought we were a site. Explain to me how a can be a tell me.
They cannot be. They can't be, but I'll tell you what, that is not a file. I'll tell you what, I do not believe.
You just don't know enough.
I do not need to know. Thank you.
Next
please.
Topic.
Guess what's going to be cut? Okay.
Dan cut the wrong line out of it. Bruce, hey.
Some of us can't laugh after looking at our handles.
I love my handles.
Hey, now, this is a family-friendly show. Oh, yeah, right. No.
Or just send your warrior over to Snotty's capital before he's got any defensive units.
Oh, no, we do that to Deity Dude all the time. He's a builder in Civ, which is great for MP, because he builds all the cities that you want to take. Mm-hmm. And then he defends them with an axeman and an archer.
All right.
Oh, yeah, and it's like, how many wonders are in that city? Three. Tasty. And then he always wonders where he gets knocked out for. Bummer.
Yeah, we brought him into the game last night as a sub, and he was thrown into a situation where he was potentially in war, and everybody was like, I asked, you know, are you pretty good at war? And everybody else just...
Yeah.
He's not known for his militaristic skills, let's put it that way. As a fine builder, yes, but unless he starts off in the corner of the world away from everybody, he's going to have some serious problems.
It's always a good day when you start next to Daisy, dude. Yeah.
Oh, it is a good day. It's like, oh, boy, I got a target right next to me. Yeah. On the other hand, you can get Dominate next to you and you just go, oh, no, I'm screwed.
Yeah, I usually try to make nice with him. And
well, actually, you try to make friends with him first, which is great, because early in the game, that's his strategy, is to make friends and then kill you later.
That sounds like Aqualung.
And then you have to go 4 hours later before he gets a chance to turn on you.
Sometimes it doesn't take 4 hours.
I guess we can only really speculate on those at this point. Except for those in the know who but can't say.
Like the United States stays within its territorial borders, minds its own business. That'd be a nice little scenario. I know it's not a fantasy game. I'm sorry. I just said that would be nice to have, although it won't be. Okay, excuse me.
Wait a minute. One of the new American leaders would probably be Bush, and they'll be anti-charismatic.
Wouldn't be prudent. This is what happens when you get to know somebody you shouldn't. You get sons like I got.
Actually, I was quite impressed with the ones that came with Warlords. I've played through most of them, and usually I don't play the mods at all. I'll bet you they all come from Sith Fanatics.
They've got to contribute something.
Does anybody have any particular favorites they'd like to see in the other 10?
I'd like to see the Hungarians in there, but that's just a little bit of personal bias in there.
Why? I'm just asking.
Yeah. Why?
What did the Hungarians bring that you that appeals to you?
Oh, stop it.
Well, they sacked Rome a couple times for, you know, a while. They were the biggest one of the biggest powers in Europe, so, you know, they get a little bit of a nod there.
Big powers or powers?
One of the biggest, actually, you know, for a couple hundred years, they're one of the biggest countries in Europe.
I'm not seeing that. That's good. I'll have to check that out on Google. I'm sorry. But no, that's good to know. I'll look up on Google or Wikipedia, either one.
All right.
Either way, you'll get the wrong answer.
That's what I was going to say.
You can go to some Hungarian website where they're the center of the universe.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll recommend a couple.
So what other civilizations?
Like Mayans, Byzantines.
And the Canadians.
What for?
Canadians.
What are the Canadians?
John Candy.
Why Canadians?
John Candy. Canadian bacon.
It'd be really nice if we could have the Canadians and they start off the game as vassals in America.
Yeah.
I'm from Maine. That's what we consider them up there. I'm sorry.
Have you seen the one thread of Poly where they're talking about some of the unique units and unique buildings should be? It's all done in jest, like for the Russians. And it basically means that when you build it, you get a new. It's one of the funniest threads. If you haven't seen it yet, I would highly recommend that you go there. We have some very creative people.
Maybe the random events could be they build that thing.
You lose!
You built. Oh, crap.
What are you running for a video card?
I got the top of the line NVIDIA. I'm one of those sickos. When Civ came out, I had to buy a new computer, so the computer was tailored around running Civ.
Right.
And now I've got three computers in the house that we can play Civ 4 on, so it makes for fun.
It's good to hear you have your priorities straight.
That's right.
Damn right.
I've got it right here printed out, gentlemen.
Why don't you read it for us?
Would you like me to?
Yes, please do.
Remember to modify your voice depending upon who's talking.
Okay.
So, what else is on the list for discussion today? Now that nobody gives a rat's ass about the stockholders meeting. Would anybody like to vocalize their opinion on mind fails?
First of all, I'd like to call in Heather McCartney and about minefields to testify on this behalf. He might not pick up on that.
You're sick. You're sick.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I hope you get some good stuff.
I hope so, too.
Cross it off Grandpa's name for the next chance. Nope, he ain't coming back to one of my podcasts.
He's probably crossing off everybody over 40.
Wait a minute. Profiling?
He's probably had enough of you and me.
Polly is my world. That sounds like a good title for a song. Why don't you get right on that?
So she said. This is Bruce Grandpa Trollatron Gate. Hello.
Grams.
We've had an opportunity to play a lot of games. Me and Miss Mackey have had a lot of chances to play several games together over the years. When I say games, Civilization.
Yeah. I'm not talking about anything else. Don't get any ideas, Dan.
Ixnay on the comments, say.
I think for the benefit of Mackie, we should all introduce ourselves. I'm Dan. Oh, no, wait, you knew that already. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know.
Unfortunately.
You own yourself.
Hey, now, this is a fan...
Okay. Come on, folks. Keep it professional. Keep it real.
Professional? You're in the wrong place for that.
If you don't know that by now.
Now, Dan, are you going to do one of those great opening introductions like you did for all of us today?
Yes.
That took 45 minutes.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Yeah, you see, Mackie, I did kind of a Captain Planet and the Planeteer spoof in introducing everybody.
Oh, please, not again. You're killing me.
And there's no reason why you shouldn't be abused as much as we were.
I'm dying here.
We'd all be abused, yay.
From Texas with the power of seduction, Mackie.
Family site.
Oh, God, Dan, come on.
Family site, come on now.
Hello.
Welcome aboard, Mackie.
Okay, Ming, so can you say what you started to say before, because I'm feeling too lazy to splice it in later.
okay.
And just having a... But as I said, some people criticize that nobody listens to this show well. We have some statistics that says otherwise. In fact, just this month, people have logged on to Polycast, admittedly not necessarily downloading an episode, but hey, at least they're visiting, they're thinking about it, from a number of countries, including, I'm going to say these really fast because there are so many. There are so many. I don't want to take too much of people's time to go through this list. Okay. Here we go. Netherlands, China, Germany, Canada, New Zealand, United Kingdom, Portugal, Austria, Finland, Switzerland, Japan, Australia, France, Hungary, Italy, Sweden, Belgium, Singapore, Brazil, Denmark, Croatia, Malaysia, Poland, Slovenia, and Christmas Island.
Christmas Island?
Yeah, I had to look that one up. Part of Australia.
Let me join this. This is fun.
Well, that's the point, because nobody's getting paid, by the way. Sorry if I let anybody believe that.
What? Yeah. You have the audacity? Yeah.
Oh, you pay what was it? Someone said we didn't have the audacity? Oh, very good.
Thank you. I'll take partial credit for that. Plus one. That's what
you get enough plus one.
I'm surprised I didn't get nominated for the spam.
No, see, whenever you put those silly little pictures in, nobody considers
that's
spam.
They're thought-provoking, thank you.
Even if it's silly thought-provoking.
That's right. Not
very
meant to
silly thought-provoking.
Harm anybody's day or anything. I'm a nice guy.
People used to ask if I was Asian, and it's like, come on, I was born in Chicago. It's a handle. Get real.
And apparently none of them have ever seen Flash Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess we're kind of done with the set agenda. Does this mean we can start, like, singing now? Should we do, like, group hugs?
Yeah, I'll be in Chicago on Thursday. For a group hug.
How you doing?
You will be?
Not really.
Well, we do have vape threats now.
We have what?
Okay. You know, this is only supposed to be so many hours here now.
Very pleased to see that.
Well, who thinks that they're cheap as warlords because the book falls apart?
There's a manual?
Yeah, the manual for warlords. All the pages fall out. I've never seen a cheaper produced book in my
life. But, Ming, that's a feature.
It's not going to make me go out and buy another game.
Dan, how do you pronounce Mark's handle?
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Just a second. Metalliturtle.
All right, yeah. Woo! He gets plus one.
Woo!
Sweet.
Shiny plus one.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for inviting us, Dan. It was a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Copyright 2007, a Bolton Civilization site at apolton.net.